Doctor 9. 1. They blew into town on a Halloween wind. The mulatto drove the big roadster, and the sage sat beside him, snickering into his yellow beard. Telephone poles whipped by, one after the other, and Zasha made a joke about their looking like crosses waiting for saviors. They all laughed and laughed, except for Doctor 9, who always smiled, but never ever laughed. The car tore through the veils of shadow that draped like sackcloth between the distant lampposts. The night was in no way larger than the car, though it tried and failed to loom around the vehicle. The car was really the darkness of that night. It was far more a part of the night than the shadows. You couldn't imagine what that car would look like in daylight. It wasn't that kind of car. Flocks of shapeless nightbirds flew on before the car, and whenever the roadster would stop, the birds would wheel and circle beneath the hungry stars. Against the fierce glow of the sneering moon, the birds were tatters of feather and bone. Their call was more mocking than plaintive. The birds were always there. As long as Dr. Nine was there, they were there. It was in the manner of things, and both the birds and Dr. Nine accepted the arrangement. It suited them all. The mulatto never spoke when he drove. He never spoke at all. He could, but he chose not to, and his throat had gone dry and dusty over the years. When he laughed, it was the whisper of rat feet over old floorboards. Knuckly hands clutched the wheel, and his bare feet pressed gas and brakes, and sometimes clawed the carpeted floor. Around his neck he wore a medicine pouch, which he'd taken from a Navajo crystal gazer, and